Hey, this is Remy, and you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds on CJLO's 1690 AM here in Montreal. Today we are talking to Anne-Claire Lefebvre, spokesperson in charge of distribution and programming for the National Film Board of Canada, about this year's edition of the Black History Month programming. Hello, Anne-Claire, and welcome to the show.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So the events are happening inside of Quartier du Spectacle in Montreal and all across Canada as well too. How does the events extend across Canada, and what does it take to organize such a provincial process, and what does the process of organizing such an event look like?
We do have a team that is responsible of organizing different events throughout the year with communities, with multiple of our films, our new releases. When we have events like Black History Month or different type of special events, we do have all these connections throughout the country with different communities, different venues that we work with on a regular basis. So they are looking forward to see what is the NFB programming for that type of event. So yes, so we had this programming that was made available on our website. So any venues that wishes to organize a community screening or a screening in a space can contact our team. There's all the information on our website and book this screening. So we have a lot of screenings that are already booked for our films that we have put out there in the programming. So we have, and we can talk about the films later, but we have a few films, Any Other Way, Sounds and Pressure, that are new releases, but we have also multiple films from our collection that are available. So our community screenings in Ontario, Quebec, British Columbia, in the Prairies and Atlantic are with partners that we work with on a regular basis.
Sounds great. So what are the films that are being featured inside the online programming for Black History Month?
So we have two new releases that we're so excited about presenting. Any Other Way, the Jackie Sheen story, multi-prized documentary that went around the world in the last year, and Sound and Pressure, which is a series of five episodes on reggae in Canada. So these are our two new releases that are featured in the programming. If you love music, this year is a music year. So a lot of projects that talk about the different aspects of music in Canada. You should definitely watch these films. And there's also all our films from the collections, John Ware Reclaimed, A Mother Apart. A Mother Apart is also a new release. Has just been shown in at Duck New York, the festival, The Road Taken, Someone Like Me, True North. So a lot of different subjects and interesting stories that are being told in this program.
So I'm going to hit you with a question that I didn't have onto my list here, but these films that you're speaking about, are they both like a narrative and fiction, or the documentary mainly? So like, is
yes, so it's only documentaries, actually.
it's
So
only
all these
documentaries
films are documentaries.
Okay,
yes,
this year. Okay.
Different approach, creative approach. Any Other Way is really a music documentary, and for example, they have used some animation techniques to picture the story, but it is all documentaries.
That's interesting. I like when a film documentary takes an animation approach to tell a different light. So that should be interesting too. So one of the events that was brought to my attention as a spotlight activity for this year's events would be the reggae event on the 7th of February, Sound and Pressure. What can we expect from this event?
I mean, if you want to celebrate the Caribbean diaspora and culture in Canada and watch these films at a festive event, please come on the 7th. So we will be showing the five episodes and then featuring a panel discussions with the two filmmakers and some Montreal reggae voices also. It's an event organized in collaboration with Afrosonic Innovation Lab and CKUT. So after the screenings and after the panel, there will be music from DJs from CKUT, amazing food provided by the Caribbean Food Factory, and some dancing. So, I mean, if you want to have an amazing reggae night and and fun night. Please come and watch and listen to this film and to meet our filmmakers. I think it's going to be very exciting. It's the first event, musical, food screening that we will have at Balmoral in our headquarters in Montreal. So I invite you to come and discover this amazing space.
So what can we expect from this month of programming that can be tended towards or geared towards like family-friendly events during the festival? So maybe it could be like the reggae event or other events that, you know, a family can bring kids to that the kids will have a good time too.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It's I would say like our programming is maybe more suitable for teenagers and young adults. For sure, Sound and Pressure, our series on reggae, will please children and families. Although it is an evening that starts at 5 p.m., so children can come, and then once the party begins, maybe they can go to sleep. So this is a great story. We also have in our programming, which is more online and in our community screenings, is the series True North: Inside the Rise of Toronto Basketball, where we follow young basketball players that are striving to reach out the highest positions in that sport, which is a very, very amazing story for families that is available online. I would say the rest of the programming, any other way, it is more young adults
I think that
with serious
True North is,
matters.
True North sounds like a great documentary as well too for the family-friendly events. Yes.
And it is a great it's a great way to discover documentary. We were just talking about, you were asking me if you want to know more about documentaries and be introduced to that genre, it's a very great series to begin with.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. We normally like to end our interviews with normally a fun question. So, what film have you seen recently? Any film in general that you have seen recently that you have to recommend that everyone must see? Could be in a film from your festival, could be a film that you've seen recently.
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, I went to see Emilia Perez. I know everybody talks about that film right now. It was available on Netflix, but I really wanted to see it on big screen. And honestly, there's a lot of different opinions about the film, but I really, really, really loved the film. The music, the story, I felt like completely, I don't know, immersed in that whole thing. So I recommend Emilia Perez if
Even
you haven't seen it.
though, yeah, even though I do have Netflix, I will have to agree with you. Having the theater experience with the Dolby Atmos sound for Emilia Perez really does the film justice. Yes.
Did you enjoy that film personally, or?
I enjoyed it, you know,
Okay.
but at the end of the year, I feel that there are some films that stand out better than Emilia Perez, but I enjoyed it for what it is. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So that
All
was
right.
mine. And what is your favorite film in the
My
last
favorite
few
film
months?
of the year so far has to be The Brutalist.
Oh, I
I
haven't seen
really
it.
enjoyed it. I saw it inside the 70 millimeter, and then I saw it onto a bigger screen, and just everything about that film is brilliant for me.
Okay, well, I will definitely go and see that.
Right, thank you so much, Anne Claire.
Thank you. Have a good day.